Big plays. I mean, they've been able to take advantage of making some big plays, getting the ball down the field. I think everyone will watch the last game and, you know, only think of T.Y. Hilton, but they've had some other players that have been able to make some plays down the field. Rodgers caught a deep one in that game as well, and then where Brazil has made some plays on catch and run. So I think their offense has been able to make big plays throughout the season. I think he just keeps getting better. I think, you know, last year still wasn't, you know, a part of his game where you just say he was bad at. I just think he just keeps getting better. He's able to throw the ball down the field, really anywhere on the field. And then I think what really makes him good is, you know, he's mobile. He can escape the pocket. He can escape and run or escape to throw the ball. And I think everyone already knows he's a very, really smart guy back there.
Can you talk about the excitement of opening up the postseason and especially having that week off and how much that week off helps for you guys, especially everybody saying that?
We'll see how much it helps, but I mean, we're excited to just get out there and play again. It's a one game that matters now. You know, it's the biggest game of the season, and we're excited to prepare and get ready to go for Saturday.
I know everybody has the next man up mentality, but losing another key guy in that defense, what does this do to your team?
Next man up. I mean, there's nothing else to say about it. I think Spike's done a great job this year being a guy that's been a leader on the defense, a guy that stepped out and made key plays. I think like he's always done here, but really stepping into a leadership role. But, you know, now it's next man up and being ready to go.
Does the point come though where it's one injury too many, where you want to fit some time and injury and things like that, where eventually catch up with you guys?
I hope not.
When you look at Lucky, also, nothing seems to be. He'll throw an interception and then he'll make the play again.
Yeah, I mean, you can see times he gets hit and they get hit pretty hard, and it looks like he gets up and jokes with the guy that just hit him. So, I mean, he's a tough guy mentally and physically, and like you said, he's just going out there and playing. He's doing whatever he needs to do to win, and I think that jumps out when you see him as a competitor. You know, take away the quarterback and all that. It looks like he's just a true competitor out there.
One of the things that Dante said about Brand was that he brings a certain level of energy to the huddle that may be hard to replicate. How do you guys go about trying to kind of pick up on that?
I think you just got to play. I mean, each guy out there brings different things, and, you know, the things that Spike's brought, you know, you're not always going to be able to do that. So I think for us it's going to be each guy doing what they're supposed to do. It's not, you know, always trying to replace or do what another guy did. It's, you know, trying to control what you can control and do what you do.
Do you expect to see Deion Branch out there Saturday?
He's on the roster, so I don't see a reason not to see him.